Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Every Tuesday at this, not exactly at this time, but at various times, we've been finding some amazing things to do over the holiday period. So we've spoken about Pretoria, we've spoken about Johannesburg, and this morning we are going down to Cape Town to find out what some of the things are that you could do down there. If you're one of our Cape Town listeners not going away this season, or if you're going to be visiting Cape Town, I know that we always, especially when our kids were younger, would try and find different things to do, because otherwise you end up doing the same thing every year, and it's very nice because it does create core memories, I suppose, but you also want to do things that are a little bit different. We are joined this morning by Tumo Bopape, who is a friend of the Long Walk to Freedom Museum, and we wanted to get some information about Cape Town. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. How is your weather down in Cape Town this morning?
Thank you. Good morning. How are you? And good morning to listeners. The weather is fairly calm. You know, Cape Town weather can be quite challenging, but today it's sunny. It's just a day to get out there.
Oh, nothing like Cape Town in beautiful weather. So what are some of the ideas for our listeners, either our Capetonian listeners or our listeners who are traveling to the area over the next few weeks?
Do you know, Cape Town has a lot to offer, but, you know, the Long March to Freedom is said to be one of the most amazing attractions that we have in Cape Town, something like a hidden treasure sort of. And this is one best opportunity that people can head into Cape Town and come and discover and see for themselves.
So tell me about it, because I actually don't know about it. And I've been to Cape Town more times than I can imagine.
Thank you so much. We've fairly traveled across South Africa. You know, we've been to Pretoria, we've been to Johannesburg, and now since 2019, we've been here in Cape Town. Probably that's why, you know, a lot of people don't really know about us. But the Long March to Freedom is a procession. It's laid out in Century City and just in front of Canal Walk Mall. And, you know, we have about 100 statues of former liberation struggle icons. And these are people that gave their lives in different times in our history, you know, for the democracy that we have. And it's amazing. It's an amazing exhibition because it does not only display South Africans only. So it has a mix of sort of, also, you know, South Africa, you know, our struggle has sort of been international and
struggle. Yes.
Even from the earlier times. So we have that element of internationalism that we also display. You know, we have people like Dr. Martin Luther King that are displayed at the exhibition, Mahatma Gandhi, and many more other activists.
That's incredible. That so this is in Century, or just around Century City. Is that where this is?
Yes.
And is it appropriate for all ages? I'd imagine, you know, you could explain it differently to kids, but is it appropriate for all of the all ages?
No, thank you. So it's age appropriate. Look, it's a great exhibition, you know, to come out as a family and come and experience, especially over the holiday season. And in fact, you know, over December we have a holiday program, especially catered for kids. So we have kids activities. So we have a kids club called Ubuntu Club. And over, you know, the holiday season, especially from the 12th of December, every day we'll be offering activities for kids like scavenger hunt, worksheet activities, drawing, art, and coloring. And so kids will be able to do activities that relate to them. So this is a perfect way. And at that time, we'll be having parents going out and about and reading or being on a tour. And kids could also be doing their own thing or join in, you know, as a family and do this together, you know. And but apart from those, we also have an offering on team building.
Wow, that's so cool.
You know, and this is amazing because you can even do this as a family as well. The team building activities goes for 120.
Right.
And you get to interact with the procession, with the statues, and this is facilitated by a trained guide. I've omitted to also mention that the kids' activities through the Ubuntu Club, we're charging about 60 rand for that per kid to participate.
I think that's brilliant. As you're saying it, I was thinking, you know, it's so interesting that we do team building at work and in offices, but we don't do it with, we don't do team building with our families. We think we don't need to do it, but it's actually a brilliant, brilliant idea. So how do people find out more in terms of if they want information when they're down in Cape Town or they want to go? Do you have an online presence?
So you'll find us on social media, the Long March to Freedom across social media platforms. And you can also find our website, www.longmarchtofreedom.co.za. That's where you can find us and Google us and reach out.
For sure. But go online and check out the Long Walk to Freedom Museum. That was Tumo Bopapa talking to us about this museum, and it certainly sounds like an amazingly worthwhile way to spend some part of a day.